chapter all over the reservation. So they probably have enough experience by now, says the people. What they have learned during the time of their members of community action committees, they have learned it and reached it the point what they should do. They have discussed things like the way they want it and the right problem. So that's why the answer is yes, it should be the same members for each chapter, because the new ones will start all over again. About another year's time, they will be probably learn again, but that would be kind of late. So they decided to leave it the way it is in the CAC members. It took quite a few discussions on every problem that is, it went along. They had done pretty good. Because of it, they have voted and make motion for different things as they went along. I think that was a very good and pretty good idea, like the way they had set it up. So this is one of the problems of the discussion that the CAC member has made so far. And I think they have learned it, their lesson, what they should do when they go back to their reservation, go back to their chapter district. This is what they got to do. Going along, Father, the people think that it is a very good idea that it should be changed, because it's for our people and for us also. We can stand by for how it is made. So that was the first discussion that we had in the line of group discussion. It took quite a time. People had to talk about it, as it goes along. I used to remember a time of my days when I was about 12 years old. This is a little story I know I like to tell you about. In the early days of this chapter was being set up in each district, I used to remember there was a place where they call Casimir Lake. It was along the shore of the lake. There was a little hill. Right on top of that hill, they built a chapter house out of a hogan that they think they could meet there each meeting day they get. In that time, I was not too strong at mine. Mostly, my mind was playing with somebody else, some other children. You know how children are today. They like to play. I have learned a lot of things in these old days. I don't even pay no attention of what things were going on in these days. But somehow or other, there was a question that was been put out by the same problem as it is asked. What is a CAC? There was the question asked about the superintendent. Crown Point, Mr. F.F. Stacker was the superintendent in those days. I remember the time when they had a meeting there. The superintendent asked the people, what is a chapter? He wanted the people to answer. I think we had some smart men in those days. The man that was interpreting for Mr. F. Stacker was named John Perry. John Perry knew about what it meant, but he was interpreting. So there was another fellow nearby got up and says, I will answer that question, he says. And he stood up and says, the chapter means a place to meet for a discussion. A chapter is a very good thing, he said. It means to talk about things, whatever we want. We might want a lot of things to have, or a lot of different ideas to be brought up. We can get together in this chapter house and discuss things. That's what it means. A place to meet, he says. The superintendent, the leader of the Navajos, was gazing at the man that answered the question. The superintendent smiled and says, "My good old fellow man, I think you've got the brain," he said. "You sure do. The answer is right. It means a place to meet, a place to talk about things of the people's need. This is the same, something like the same problem that I've heard way back during the time of the starting of the chapter house." So this was the answer that the people made during the early days. And it's something like the same program that we have discussed it at the Gaibito during the time of our meeting. All of these problems had took place and took time to discuss. Out of that 681 people, they all had the same problem. I don't know why it happened. They were on different rooms, different class, different group discussion. When all the question was made, they had a different secretary that was appointed to each group. And it go by the number one, number two, number three, all the way down the line, up to, I think it was about 15 different secretary that the answer all these questions in the group discussion. Every last one of them on number one and number two was discussed at that same day. Every last one of them had the same problem. The answer about the CAC, what is the CAC? So that's why I say that we Navajos are not dumb as they think we are. We can still think about things like the white man is doing. We can discuss things in the right way, and we can keep on the right track on our discussion. So it will suit the people of the community. This is what we had at Kaibito. It was kind of a little hard in the first place, but we kept on it as we go along. We trail it around. So this is what the first problem is. In here, some of your CAC and chapter officer might think that the problem that was brought up would be the wrong problem. So I want you to say up what would be the best thing to do on each problem. As I have told you, that let us all get together and think this over for a while. So while you're doing that, I'll get on the next list. As we go on, I want you to have the same class as a group discussion. I want you to separate and have a different room and see what do you think about it. If it's a right answer, I'd like to you to say so. So now we'll have about 20 minutes discussion or 15 minutes. So you're on your own now for that much minute. Well, here we are again to answer the question. Mr. White, the Vice Chairman, I think that as we have discussed it, and the first problem, I will make a motion that the whole problem that has been said would be kept in the list like the way it is. Second motion, Martha King Henry, Martha K. Henry. Second motion. There was about 26 in favor, none against. So we will say we will let that ride on. We'll get on the next problem, which says should the CAC...